First of all, I would like to thank the statement of the Human Rights Council, Ambassador Khan, as well the High Commissioner, Ms. Bachelet, on the statement. And I would like to introduce in a general definition in this session, as we are going to prepare next for tomorrow, the required practical points. Accordingly, we point out that there is no comprehensive definition of the democratic system, but there is a general definition of its main features, without which a political system cannot be described as democratic. As for the details, the change of countries and their situations and the challenges that each society faces. The main general features do not mean the rule of the majority and the acknowledgement of rights and freedoms in constitutions. This is an incomplete and fragmented definition. Rather, the main features of democracy as a system of government include four things, and I will be mentioning at least two of it. First, the sovereignty of elected institutions over other unelected institutions, given that the elected institutions express the will of the people who choose them. Hence, the idea of people's sovereignty. Secondly, the sovereignty of the people and the elected institutions is not absolute sovereignty because there is the principle of rule of law embodied in constitutions and laws that derive mainly from the supreme reference, which in turn is represented by the supreme values and basic principles of the people, which constitute their collective identity and which neither the constitution nor the law can violate. I conclude by noting that it is inevitable for our living forces and elites in our Arab and worldwide to continue discussing all these matters so that a general national consensus can be reached on the alternative required and achievable system of government at this historical moment with its supreme reference, its various institutions and guarantees along with the methods of access mechanism. Thank you.